Fred Rogers, the Mr. Rogers of children's television, died last February, but his words live on in a new book. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports.
When Mr. Rogers spoke, children listened.
Welcome, neighbor, to this neighborhood. I like being television neighbor with you.
The new book, The World According to Mr. Rogers, is a collection of Fred Rogers' sayings from his neighborhood shows, from speeches, writings. The book has a foreword by his widow, Joanne Rogers. Mrs. Rogers, condolences on your loss.
Thank you, Susan. Thank you, my dear.
Mm-hmm. Tell me which of these sayings has meant the most to you over the years.
I wish you could see the book that I'm looking at in front of me. It is full of paper clips. But for the life of me, I honestly don't have a favorite, but there is one that was meaning a lot to me at the time that I was writing my letters of condolence. Often, when you think you're at the end of something, you're at the beginning of something else. My hope for all of us is that the miles we go before we sleep will be filled with all the feelings that come from deep caring, delight, sadness, joy, wisdom, and that in all the endings of our life, we will be able to see the new beginnings.
Oh, that's wonderful. I have a few paper clips in my copy of the book, too. Here's one I love. The thing I remember best about successful people I've met all through the years is their obvious delight in what they're doing. And it seems to have very little to do with worldly success. They just love what they're doing, and they love it in front of others. Now, is that not a definition of Fred Rogers?
It is. And he felt that it was the definition of a good teacher.
He was not just a great maker of sayings. He was a great collector of them. He carried ones that he liked around with him. And there's one which he quotes, the poet Kenneth Koch, "You aren't just the age you are. You are all the ages you have ever been."
Do you ever get together with high school or early college friends and go right back to being 19 again?
Exactly.
That's a good example of it.
Yes. It occurs to me that as Mrs. Mr. Rogers, you were one of the few people who ever saw him angry.
No, you know, I think the people who saw him angry the most were the people he worked with. He was very, very determined that this is going to be right if we have to do it 10 more times, you know.
I think it's the kind Mr. Rogers, however, who reached children, because who else tells us, "I like you just the way you are"?
Exactly. One of the quotes that I gave to my young people and to my two sons to read, and the grandsons, "I know how much I learned from my parents and teachers, and now I know for sure that I'm learning from my children and the young people I work with. I don't do everything they want me to do, and they don't do everything I want them to do. But we know down deep we'd really be impoverished if we didn't have each other." I like that.
Me too. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Joanne Rogers has written the foreword to the new book, The World According to Mr. Rogers, Important Things to Remember, from the man she was married to for 50 years. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Quotations from The World According to Mr. Rogers are at npr.org.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a...